The Beijing Games delivered plenty of memorable sports moments, and for the Chinese themselves, the Olympics produced 16 days of solid pride. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the Chinese government's handling of protests continued to draw controversy even as the closing ceremonies wound down.
The games ended just as they began, with a massive spectacle of precise choreography and bombastic fireworks at Beijing's new national stadium, popularly known as the Bird's Nest. Announcers noted that athletes had set 38 world records and 85 Olympic records at the games, and China had for the first time captured the biggest share of gold medals, 51 golds and 100 medals in all. The U.S. got a total of 110 medals and 36 golds. The last country other than the U.S. or the Soviet Union to lead the gold medal count was Germany at the 1936 Berlin Games. International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge thanked China for the Beijing Games, which he called exceptional.
Tonight, we come to the end of 16 glorious days, which we will cherish forever. Through these games, the world learned more about China, and China learned more about the world.
Many ordinary Chinese felt that by hosting the games, they had successfully showcased their country's achievements. Zhao Qiang is a Beijing-based graphic designer.
The Olympics have increased Chinese people's confidence. At first, there was a lot of criticism, but since the opening ceremony and the start of the games, there's been widespread praise. And this comes in a year where our confidence was shaken by natural disasters and other events.
Some of the political fallout from the games has not been so positive. Last week, police sentenced several members of the group Students for a Free Tibet and citizen journalists recording their protests to 10 days of administrative detention for disturbing the public order. The group said that China deported those detained during the closing ceremony today. At an impromptu press conference on Friday, British activist Alice Speller said the group was simply trying to expose China for what it was.
China is trying to show to the world this face that they are a modern progressing country that's open access for everyone, and it really is not the truth. The real face is one that denies freedom of speech, that denies it brutally and violently when it can.
But some observers point out that from a Chinese perspective, the Olympics are not a time for openness. They're a time to show social order and unity, a time when you tidy up your house before the guests arrive, or at least you hide the dirty laundry. Daniel Bell teaches political philosophy at Tsinghua University in Beijing.
Perhaps some of the Western governments and human rights organizations had it a little bit backwards, where they expected that the Olympics would be a time for more freedom. But I think the government, and I think there's substantial popular support for this view, viewed in a very different way. It's a time to have temporary control on society.
Bell argues that China's general historic trend has been towards more political openness. Now that the Olympics are over, he says, perhaps that trend can continue. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.